In July 2025, a new era dawns for Canadians with disabilities. The Canada Disability Benefit, CDB, is set to launch, promising a much-needed financial lifeline for adults aged 18 to 64. It's a significant shift in how the government approaches disability support, but the devil, as they say, is in the details. The CDB will offer a maximum annual payment of $2,400, that's $200 a month, for the initial period from July 2025 to June 2026. Think of it as a foundational layer, a structured payment designed to ease the crushing financial weight many disabled Canadians carry. It's a far cry from a silver bullet, however. Before the CDB, the landscape was a patchwork quilt of provincial programs and the Canada Pension Plan Disability, CPPD. While helpful, these existing systems often left individuals struggling. "It won't make much of a difference, $200 doesn't go very far these days," she adds. "If the government really wants to make a difference in my life and other disabled people, they need to turn $200 into $500," says Ray Darlene Lavoy, who lives with multiple sclerosis and is wheelchair-bound. Many provincial programs are notoriously stingy, imposing restrictive eligibility criteria and offering paltry sums that barely cover the basics. It's like trying to fill a bathtub with a teaspoon, a Sisyphean task, to say the least. Amanda McKenzie, National Director of External Affairs for March of Dimes Canada, painted a stark picture. She highlighted the pervasive reality of many disabled Canadians living on less than $30,000 annually. "This isn't just a statistic, it's a reflection of a system that, until now, has fallen short." The CDB aims for a more equitable, consistent approach, tailoring payments to individual and spousal income. While this is a step in the right direction, critics argue that $200 a month simply isn't enough to meet the escalating cost of living, especially for those with complex medical needs. The whispers of inadequacy are loud, and advocates are pushing for a substantial increase. Service Canada promises detailed application information in spring 2025. This is good news, clarity is crucial. However, the CDB's true efficacy hinges on its implementation and the government's responsiveness to ongoing concerns. Will it alleviate the financial strain, or will it merely offer a palliative, a band-aid on a gaping wound? The CDB's arrival coincides with a broader, much-needed conversation about disability rights and financial security. Advocacy groups are pushing for a holistic approach, viewing the CDB as a single piece of a much larger puzzle. They're clamoring for increased funding for support services, accessible housing, and improved healthcare, all vital components of a truly inclusive society. The CDB is both a beacon of hope and a test of the government's commitment. It's a starting point, a foundation upon which a more equitable system can be built. But its success depends entirely on continuous dialogue, active listening, and a willingness to adapt and adjust based on the lived experiences of those the benefit is intended to serve. The journey to true inclusivity is a marathon, not a sprint, and the CDB could mark a significant mile marker, but the race will still be far from over.